Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, this is Malayan Verveer.
And this is Kim Azzarelli.
We are co-authors of the book, Fast Forward, How Women Can Achieve Power and Purpose.
And you're listening to Seneca's Conversations on Power and Purpose. Hey everyone, this is Kim Azzarelli, and I am so excited to be hosting this special edition, Women Rule Web 3. Now, the world of Web 3 is moving so fast, from the metaverse to DeFi to NFTs. On this show, we'll break it down for you through interviews with incredible leaders, experts, and artists. Today, we're speaking with Monica Rizzoli. In 2021, she released two series of NFTs, Tropical Garden and the Generative Fragments of an Infinite Field, through ArtBlocks. She's exhibited in the US, Brazil, Germany, China, and Spain. Monica is one of the six amazing artists that we're featuring in the Seneca Women Equality Collection, a special NFT collection with Nifty Gateway. I spoke to Monica about her work. Here's what she had to say. Monica, it's so great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you, Keen. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we are so excited to be partnering with you on the Seneca Women Equality Collection. And I just want to say right out of the gate, we absolutely love your work. So thank you for what you've already put into the world. Tell us a little bit about your personal and professional background.
So I came from a family of typographers. So I started to draw and play with types very early in my life. And I decided to go to the University of Visual Arts in São Paulo. And after that, I started to study at Cassio Kunsthochschule with Professor Johannes Speer. And I believe that was the time when I started to work professionally with visual arts.
So that's extremely interesting that you come from a background of typographers. When did you get into painting?
I think I was 14 or 15 years old. It was really early because in the graphic shop of my grandparents, everybody worked there. And there was a few of my uncles that made the drawings in the paintings to the newspaper or books that they were publishing or things like that. So to painting was something really natural to me because of this environment in my childhood. But actually, it was a little bit funny because because I was a female, I wasn't all, no one thought that I could have this profession in my family when I was young, but I was always there.
Well, you really surprised them.
Yes.
Well, that's, I think, somewhat common, unfortunately, in a lot of our lives that people underestimate what girls can do. So when did you start realizing yourself that you had this calling with painting? And then when did you decide to move into the digital world?
Well, when I was in Germany, I was so excited about this different environment because at first I thought, oh, I'm going to move and nothing is going to be really different. But everything was different. The house, the oven, the doors, the windows. And I was like, my God, I never thought that so, you know, those little things could be so different to me. And I wanted to draw something that could make this relationship between me and the environment and how we reacted when we have a different perception of the environment and about things that we thought we knew it. Then I started to research animation and I discovered processing. And when I saw processing, I thought, oh, that's perfect because I can have an environment that reacts or something that represents a person that reacts in different environments. And this idea to have interaction and randomness and, you know, complex behavior inside the drawing just blew my mind. So that was the start.
Yes, that's amazing. And I tell you, it just reminded me when the first time I went to Europe, I also had that feeling that everything is different, even though you wouldn't necessarily think it was, but it was in the details. And I remember, this is maybe a little funny, but I remember being in this bathroom in Paris and I was young. I was, you know, maybe in my late teens or, you know, around then or early 20s. I went into this bathroom in Paris and I literally could not figure out how to flush the toilet because where they put the toilet, it was like on the wall. It was like a piece of art. And I was like so camouflaged into the whole environment of the bathroom. And I was like, this is unbelievable. So I totally understand the point of the details and how it can totally transform. Or like you said, even the water or how things taste or the way things feel. I just, when you're in a different culture, it just feels different. We'll be back after this break.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Through conversations with investors and entrepreneurs, Unseen Upside by Cambridge Associates explores the human impact of investing. Season 4 focuses on exciting healthcare advancements, promising to improve outcomes and create resilient, patient-centric systems, blending technology and compassion. Meet the minds behind innovation shaping the future of medicine, from drug discovery to the role of AI. Uncover the Unseen Upside, available now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
So that's really interesting about getting into digital and randomized. And as you said, kind of the detail of what's possible. And your work really reflects that. Your work has such, just so much complexity in it. And it's really, it draws you in and it keeps you there. How has this whole NFT movement changed the way you think about your work and how has it impacted your life?
Well, where to start? It's not too easy to answer this question because it's, well, I think the first thing is when you are working with generative art, there was no a good way to show it. or to, you know, make it available. And I think the NFT and obviously Artblocks platform, they solved a problem that was how to show this type of work. And in this matter, I think NFTs changed everything, because when you have the right way to show this, you can make people see how important this can be, you know. So I think that was the first thing. But of course, after this, even that I made a few projects abroad in Los Angeles, in Germany, in Spain, but I wasn't a knowing artist. And the NFT space, that doesn't matter. If people like your work, if they think that what you're doing is great, it's great. And it's amazing to think that nobody knows how I am, who I am, how do I look like. They don't care if I am, you know, a female or not. Of course, I think that we should have much more girls in this space. But in the final of the day, you know, the NFT changed all the game.
Yet, you know, we still see that there are not as many women, or at least as many women being recognized in the NFT space. How did you transition? Because I know a lot of women want to go into Web3 or even want to go into NFTs, but they feel there's a barrier because there is this narrative out there that, you know, tech is a guy's thing. And I think a lot of women feel it's hard to jump in. How did you transition, and what can we say to these women?
Well, at first, I'm not afraid and I don't care. When I started to programming, I was alone. I learned it by myself, and I studied for like 4 years by myself. Then I went back to Brazil, and I made a few friends, and we started to meet each other in São Paulo, and we built a community in Brazil around the creative programming. It's well, there is a few women. It's just like me and two or three more, and you know, sometimes can be intimidating, but we need to do what we need to do. And sometimes it's hard. Yes, it is. Sometimes there are less opportunities, of course, but you need to stand by yourself. You need to go and do what you know you can do. And that's all we have, you know. So that's what I do, I think.
I think having that community around you to give you some energy when you have a little bit of low energy, at least for myself. But to your point, we have to kind of stay committed to our goals. But I think having a community of women and men who are supportive is really important, and who are discovering together, because I think this world as that we live in is so full of change and everything is new all the time. And so to your point, to be afraid of new probably isn't an option right now.
Yeah. And I think just thinking now, we need to communicate. We want to communicate. We want to find people that share similarities, and sometimes that doesn't share similarities with us. But the communication is very important. If you have no one to talk about it, or you should develop together or to share things, well, where is the point of doing something? So it's really, really important to build a community. And I think the community is the best thing we can have in our lives.
Well, that's why we're super excited that you're part of our community and that we're doing this collection together. I mean, the point of the collection was to show these incredible women artists, to get women supporting the work, to get women involved in kind of Web3 and getting comfortable. And also, you know, hopefully to envision equality through the work. So how did you think about this piece? The goal of the project was, well, the brief was to ask, you know, how do you envision equality? How did you think about the piece that you've done for the collection?
So at first, I thought that I should portray a female or something related to that. So and then I decided that I wasn't going to do that because the equality stands in my work itself. I am being an artist, a female artist from Brazil. That's already enough to talk about equality. I don't need to painting a woman to talk about it. So I decided to focus and do the best I could inside my line of work. And I hope that that people can see that women and men, we are both capable of doing amazing things when we want. So I'm really glad to be in this project and to be with those amazing girls, amazing artists, and to share this possibility to talk about NFT and women. We should talk about it. I always see those lists like the top 10, this or that, and it's always men, and one woman and two humans. And I think, it's not because the work is better or not. What's going on here? So that's why I'm super happy to be here.
I think you're so right. I mean, it's interesting because there's always this feeling that there are no women in NFTs, and we know that that's not true. And yet we do know that there is a barrier to women being in this space. But I think it seems like the way perhaps art is promoted or the way collectors perhaps spend their money, I think to your point, there's something going on here and we need to get to the root of it. And I hope that this collection will be the first where we can bring the Seneca women community to bear on the art and to show the world and bring new people to collecting, but then also kind of have this this curated collection to show six really amazing women from around the world, which is also really exciting. I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, if you were in Spain or Brazil or Germany, things were very local. And I think in the past, in most professions, you kind of had to know somebody or, you know, somehow get to the right network. But with the blockchain, you know, there is this possibility of the barriers coming down and things becoming global instantly. So if we can kind of come together with our communities and promote women's art, I think it'll be a big, important contribution because to your point, being a woman artist and how you see the world and letting the world see how you see the world, that is equality. And that's what we're hoping for.
I only can thank you a lot for this opportunity.
Well, I thank you. I'm super inspired by your work. We love what you do. Of course, you are one of the top NFT artists in the world, and it's obvious why. Anybody who sees your work will understand that. So thank you for what you're doing. And I hope that together we're going to bring a whole new bunch of women into the NFT space. And I hope we can work together for years to come.
I hope so too.
It was so wonderful to talk to Monica, and her work is truly inspiring. Go to senecawomen.com to see her work and the other artists in the Seneca Women Equality Collection. And join us tomorrow for another Women Rule Web3 conversation. Have a great day. You're listening to Seneca Women, conversations on power and purpose.
brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G.
If you'd like to join the Seneca Women Network, go to senecawomen.com. There you'll get access to exclusive events and workshops, plus updates on new podcasts and other opportunities to get involved.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.